brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Blaine Madsen, investigative reporter, former of the National Security Agency, has been in Chicago investigating government mafia action. He's been told through his sources he better shut up or get out of the country or they're going to kill him. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. For this hour, a man who needs no introduction to this audience, Pastor Lindsey Williams, who back in 1981 wrote The Energy Non-Crisis about all the massive oil supplies that were shut off via a deal with the Arabs to only buy the main supply of oil from them if they would invest in the dollar. That system is now coming to an end, as George Soros said over the weekend, last weekend at the Bretton Woods 2 event, signaling the end of the dollar. Lindsey Williams, of course, had Ken Fromm, former head of operations Atlantic Richfield, give him a lot of key intel until he died last December. He has another source. People say it's not a new Mr. X. He's always talked about the other guy, and the other guy's actually in his book, but it's hidden in plain view. He was the former CEO of another big three oil company, and he's giving Lindsey more intel. Lindsey has gotten more intel since he joined us last week in correspondence with the oil company top exec and his wife about what's happening. But remember, Lindsey 6 months ago in October said that oil prices would be going to $150, $200 a barrel the next 6 months to a year. Now the media is talking about $5 a gallon by, what are they saying, Memorial Day. There's CBS News. Gas prices climbing towards $5 per gallon by Memorial Day. Lindsey, thank you for joining us.
Alex, I have been, all the years that you've allowed me the privilege of being on InfoWars, I have never been so glad to be on any show as I am this morning. People are desperate. Yesterday afternoon, I had a phone call from a stockbroker. He's a licensed financial advisor in my area. He was desperate. He said, Chaplain, I don't know what to do. He said, I don't know where to put my customers. He said, I don't trust the stock market. He says, you've been right on everything you said. This morning, I was in touch with a man in North Carolina, a licensed financial advisor, a very well-known man, has his own radio show. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, I don't know what to do. He said, people are asking me questions and I can't answer them. Alex, we are in a mess. The dollar yesterday fell to 74.80. And the predictions have been made that any time it goes below 75, it could go into free fall. I couldn't believe what I heard just this morning. I mean, this is so startling. I'm sorry. It was last night on a major television, radio broadcast. Donald Trump was on there. I'm not pushing for Donald Trump. I'm just merely saying he was on a program, and he's made the statement. I shuddered in my shoes when I heard him say what he did. He said 12 people control the price of crude oil on any given day. I almost had cold chills running up and down my spine. 12 people? How does he know this? He knows exactly what's going on. Alex, I don't know what to say. I'm so disturbed this morning. Gold and silver prices keep going up. Gasoline went up 9 cents per gallon just last week alone. California, $4.83 for diesel. Illinois, $4.30 just for regular. Alex, I don't know. I'm sitting here dumbfounded at how many times I've been hearing the word default lately, and you must be getting it too. But yet I look back, I don't know, let's go back to 1984. I was in Alaska. I was sitting in my living room. Ken Fromm called me on the phone. He said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going to go from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. It actually went down to $9 a barrel. And I said, Ken, why are you doing this? Alex, listen, folks, everybody out there, and Alex is listening audience, please hear this. I said, Ken, why are you dropping the price of crude oil like this? He said, Chaplain, he said, we have to teach OPEC a lesson. Folks, are you hearing this? He said, we have to teach OPEC a lesson.
I'll tell you what, Lindsey, stay there, recap that, and then give us the new intel you just got in last week. Then we're going to open the phones up for Lindsey Williams only on the energy crisis that's been engineered that will lead to the eventual death of the dollar, the insiders are saying. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He joined us last week, and I wanted to have him on again this week for an hour to mainly take your phone calls. A lot of people want to talk to him. He's Pastor Lindsey Williams. Back in 1981, he wrote the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, now confirmed everything he wrote about, that the big oil companies made a deal with the Arabs back in the late 1970s to predominantly block major oil production and discovery in North America and to mainly buy from the Middle East if they would invest most of their money in T-bills. Now George Soros over the weekend announced that the end of the dollar has begun at Bretton Woods 2 in New Hampshire. We see CBS News, ABC News all reporting that the next few months they're predicting $5 a gallon gas on average, higher in some areas of the country, lower in other areas. That information is now coming out. We're told all of this 6 months ago in October of 2010 by Lindsey with Ken Fromm, who was nearing his death in December with cancer, the former head of Atlantic Richfield Operations. He has another source who's a former CEO of another large oil company that we cannot reveal, but I know his name. He concurred, and again, he's talked to him since, and again this week with more information that this is all engineered in the Middle East, a double crossing of the Arabs. That's the point you've got to briefly describe the, quote, double cross, what this means to the dollar and the Arabs. And the type of incredible pain, I mean, it's hard for me to pay for this gas, and I'm middle class. I see these poor mothers with three, four kids in a junker car. See it every time I'm gassing up, almost every time. Disheveled hair, kids acting up, trying to fill up a big gas guzzler with, you know, 350, 375, was it 376 and growing's the national average. How are people going to pay for this? And then most of the transportation is based in petrochemical, so the food prices already going up from commodities are now going to go up even more. Everything that's delivered in this country going up, from restaurants to food to consumer items, there's just a huge amplifying effect here. Please continue, Lindsay Williams, then we're going to phone calls.
People can't pay for this. That's the idea. And the startling thing is, Alex, Mr. Fromm told me this two, 3 years ago before he died, when basically he said one day, Lindsay, I'm 87 years of age, I'm too old to care, just tell everybody everything. And that's what I've tried to do. But I'm coming down to the point now that I'm seeing people get desperate. Let me go back just a moment and rebrief one thing, and then we'll go on to what's happening right now. I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, in 1980. In 1984, I was sitting in my living room in Kostilov, Alaska, where I was a missionary at the time, and Ken Fromm called me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, would you like people to think you're a prophet? And I said, Ken, what do you mean? At that time, crude oil was $32 a barrel, and he said, the price of crude oil is going from $32 a barrel to $10 a barrel. I said, Ken, it can't happen. He laughed at me on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, come on now, get off of it. He said, you sat in our board meetings. You know who controls the price of crude oil. He said, don't tell me we can't do this. And he did. He not only took it to $10 a barrel, he took it to $9 a barrel. And I said, Ken, why are you doing this? He said, Lindsay, for the first time, we want to teach OPEC a lesson. Teach OPEC? All of the oil-producing countries of the world, basically, and they thought that they had the whole world by the tail as far as crude oil is concerned. And he said, we're going to teach them a lesson. I said, what do you mean? He said, we're going to teach them who it is that controls the price of crude oil. And then when just last night I heard Donald Trump coming over a major radio program, and he said 12 people control the price of crude oil in any given day. And I said, well, this is what Ken Fromm told me back 35 years ago. And I said, you're telling the people that this is what is happening? Now, you say, what can people do? I mean, what are people thinking? The CEO of Walmart this morning came out and said, inflation is a major problem and is going up drastically. Do you realize that the ages of 18 to 29 years of age, young people, that the unemployment is 40%. Now they're talking about 9 and 10%. Ages 18 through 29, unemployment is 40%. Now I'm hearing what Ken Fromm told me, and Alex, I'm still sitting here dumbfounded.
Yeah, he said 3.5 years ago. Just to recap, he said 3.5 years ago that crude oil would go from $45 a barrel to $150 within 6 months. It did exactly that. Then he said, now it's going to drop down to $40. Everybody laughed at you. It went down to $40. Your other source said the same thing. Then he said 2.5 years ago, enjoy yourself for about two and a half years. It's going to basically stay the same, go up a little bit, maybe to $65. But then once gold and things start going up, look for oil to just skyrocket, and it's going to destroy things by design. Then 6 months ago, he tells you, now is the time, 6 months to a year, $150 a barrel. It's now begun. Now mainstream news says $200 to $300 a barrel possible. But regardless, you did call it. The other source called it. And this is destroying our society. People are like, well, why would Obama allow this? He is there to carry out an operation, just like Bush. They'll politically destroy them, get them out of office, rehabilitate him later in the media. There'll be a new puppet in who will take the blame. And the elite then never get the blame. The private Federal Reserve never get the blame. Their front men puppets that they finance get the blame. And so please continue, and then I want to start going to phone calls. What is the new info that you got from your former Big Three CEO and his wife? And for folks that don't know why they would tell somebody like Lindsay Williams, he was their chaplain. He was in on the board meetings. Then he wrote a book. then Lindsay becomes a source. That's how high-powered people do. They have media people that they know will keep their word about not revealing them as a conduit to get information out, just like FBI, federal marshals send me documents saying that they're really training to take on the American people, not Al-Qaeda. Now, that's how you get the you get these relationships. Go ahead.
By the providence of God, Alex, everyone out there in your listening audience, let me state it very emphatically. By the providence of God, I was invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world, and I did for 3 years. As a result, made friends with some of those people, and every time they have told me something, I have gone on InfoWars and told you exactly what they say. I take no credit for this, but I want to tell you the very latest of what's happening, and I will name the nation. This is brand new since last week. I'm still sitting here startled because I wondered what was going to happen next. I was just sent a chart showing the progression of the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, please, don't take this lightly. They already know where they're going and what they're going to do, and it was published in the New York Times this past week. You go and get it for yourself, and it was posted on April the 5th of 2011, I guess it was, just a few days ago, and it said, Yemen's president, Ala Abdullah Saleh, is to be thrown to the crocodiles. Did you hear this? You remember that first it was Egypt, and I came on InfoWars 5 weeks before and told you there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East because I'd been told it by one of the elite. It happened 4 weeks later. Then it went to Libya. Last week, I said it's going to go to Yemen, Pakistan, Syria, and the last country will be Saudi Arabia. I did not know what the next country was going to be until this week. It is going to be, are you ready? Watch it. You'll see Yemen. This is your next target. They have already thrown the king of Yemen to the dogs. And listen, reasons why that he's got to go, because he's no more of any use to them. So as a result, he's to be tossed out the window, so to speak. Then you're going to see this, and this is what I said on InfoWars. I was told this just after the Egyptian conflict took place. I went back to my informant, and I said, now, you said there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East, but tell me, where is this going, and why are you doing it? And this is the time that he told me what we just put in our new DVD presentation. Folks, please, we produced 3 hours of professionally done in digital viewing DVDs just within the past 2 weeks. We released this, showing everything that is taking place in the Middle East, why it's taking place that way. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, this crisis, which started in Egypt and then they went to Libya, he said it'll spread to every Middle East oil-producing country until the price, folks, are you getting this? Until the price of crude oil goes to $200 a barrel. Now, I know, I've been seeing it. Alex has, too, over the past week. Some of the prognosticators are saying $300 a barrel. Don't you believe that? I want to stay with what the elite told me. I'm not going to try to change their words. They said we want to take it to $200 a barrel. But out there in newsletters, you're seeing all over where this is going, and I just heard it this week. I've heard it from numerous sources. I've just got one newsletter right here, which I won't mention his name. He said, let's just default. Oh, my goodness. I sit here so startled because a year and a half ago, before Mr. Ken Fromm died, he said to me one day, he said, Chaplain, whenever the Federal Reserve begins to buy their own debt, he said, it's all over. And I was the first one, I guess, because of what Ken had told me. I dared, back about a year ago, to go on a number of radio programs and right here on InfoWars and say there's going to be a default on the national debt. And then when I was told what was going to happen in the Middle East just after the Egyptian conflict started and we produced this new DVD series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, I came out and said there positively is going to be a default on the national debt. And Alex, you and I both have seen it within the past 1 week's time. Numerous newsletter writers now are picking up on this word default and saying the American, that we can't stand it. There's no way that we can keep on going this way.
And that will mean an incredible acceleration of dollar devaluation, which is a tax on our purchasing power, a tax on fixed incomes, a tax on savings. and the government has got a mission. This is all engineered. That's why they're steaming full steam ahead, and the Republicans are talking about a $40 billion cut. Give me a break.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe. American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Receive 5% off when you purchase two or more units. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Okay, Lindsey Williams is our guest. I promise for the next 30 minutes, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your phone calls. Tony, Nick, Tim, George, Sean, and many others. The toll-free number to join us for questions only for Lindsey Williams on the economy, the dollar default that the globalists are engineering, what's happening with oil prices, is inside knowledge. 800-259-9231. And maybe we'll keep Lindsey a little bit in the next hour to continue with calls. I do have the continued radiation fallout, whitewash going on in the U.S., what they say safe or normal levels are being raised from 1,000 to 100,000 times, depending on the isotope. Another incredible article up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The TSA threatened the doctor and his wife when they already put their six-year-old and their other children through the scanners. They then wanted to grope her, and they said, put her back in the scanner. And they said no, and they started arguing a little bit or questioning, and they were told there would be trouble. And they told ABC News that if they didn't submit. So the headline is, parents say TSA made it clear. There would be trouble if they refused to allow six-year-old daughter to be groped. That's the PrisonPlanet.com headline on InfoWars. It's a simpler headline. TSA threatened parents of six-year-old before groping. Is that the InfoWars headline I came up with? Yes, TSA threatened parents before six-year-old groped. So that's up on InfoWars.com. We've got to get the revolt kicked back into high gear. It's ongoing against the globalist. Side issue, Lindsay, and then we're going to get back into the larger issues of the economy. What is your view on the TSA groping Ron Paul, groping Jesse Ventura, groping small children, sticking their hands in the pants now, and then threatening the parents if they don't like it? This is pure goonism, training us to be basically loaded on the cattle cars.
Training us exactly as Hitler trained the Jews and others during the last war. It's no different. You've heard me say so many times, the name of the game is control, and this is exactly what the elite want. But let me give you one or two more things here, Alex, before we have to get into phone calls. It's so important. And again, I'll say, I am so appreciative today to be on your show more than probably any time.
Well, we're appreciated to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my predictions and the things that I have to say do not come from tea leaves or divine revelation. Folks, I'm not a prophet. The elite personally have told me these things. Now, we have seen what they have done come to pass exactly as they told me it would. And I'm going to come down and give you a solution. I had to come up with something. People are so desperate. I've gotten so many emails. First of all, you have seen gold and silver prices do exactly what Mr. Fromm told me 3 years ago. And I begged all of you to buy it. I said, please, don't hesitate one day. And now you're wishing you had taken Mr. Fromm's advice before he died. Gasoline prices are going exactly where they said it'll go. I do not think it'll go to $300 a barrel. I think it'll go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And Saudi Arabia will be the last country to be touched. The next one to be thrown to the wind is Yemen. Watch it. I just got this prediction this past week. The World Bank is now saying, just this within the past 2 weeks, they've said we've got to have a new reserve currency. A new reserve currency. What are they going to back it with? They're going to back it with gold and silver. Purchase gold and silver every bit you can. You think gold is high priced now. It's going to $3,000 an ounce. You're going to see silver to $50 to $100 an ounce. Mark my words again. Are you noticing, people, that the prediction that was given to me a year ago, there are still no shortages on the grocery store shelves? I know. All over talk show circuit, the show's host was saying, going to have a food shortage, going to have a food shortage. Then I came along and was given this by one of my elite friends. He said, no, Chaplin, there's not going to be any shortages of groceries on the grocery store shelf. But he said, you're going to go hungry. And I said, why? He said, because the dollar is going to lose its purchasing power to the point that you won't be able to afford the groceries. Now, I want to give you a solution. This is something that has come. I had to do something in light of what these people have told me in the past few weeks. Please, hear this, and let's go over it if we can. What is a solution? Alex, I think the only solution at this point is to expose the elite. Now, do you remember, I exposed gold and silver. I exposed the gasoline price. I told you what the World Bank said. I told you what the food was going to happen on the grocery store shelves. Now people go back and look at that and say, Lindsay, everything the elite told you over these past 3 years has happened exactly like you said it. Now there's such a credibility that has been gained that, Alex, when I come on InfoWars and say it again, people almost say, oh, my goodness, it's going to take place this way. Alex, we've got to expose everything that the elite are doing, and when we expose them because of your track record, and you've told it over the years, the truth exactly like it is, and with the track record of what they've given me over the years, if we can expose these people enough, to enough people across America, they are going to take it as gospel.
Stay there.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
When I gained my mind, when I gained awareness, when I studied history, and when I broke my conditioning and stopped being intimidated by the globalists who want to break our will and turn us into subservient, groveling slaves. Coming up after Lindsey Williams leaves us in the next hour, Wayne Madsen, who's getting threats via the globalist mafia to stop investigating Chicago mob ties and Obama. He may leave the country. Wayne Madsen is joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes. Before he joins us, we now have this bombshell article. And I never asked Drudge to really link to our stuff. He links all the time, and it's the biggest media site out there, and it's so great how you can set the agenda. But just watching this ABC News video from this morning, when the family of this little six-year-old that got groped was interviewed, this doctor and his wife, they put him through the scanners. We're going back to Lindsay in a moment. Then they start the groping, and now we know what happened when they took the girl away and said, now the drug testing. She broke down and began crying and was basically begging and pleading. I mean, this is what America is. Little six-year-olds with men and women in uniforms putting their hands down their pants. And what comes next? So we've got the headline, parents threatened by TSA before six-year-old was groped. And then, Marley, let's add a comma. Girl then broke down in tears. Girl then broke down in tears. or perhaps give the father's exact quote. Initially, she was just confused. See, I'm concerned about the oil and the New World Order, and but at the same time, this is the New World Order. This is the rubber meeting the road. Her father, the doctor, said initially she was confused, Todd Drexel said. Afterwards, she broke down crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. I did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be rescanned. They just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do. And of course, I've had district attorneys on the air saying this is illegal. A cop can't do this. Selena Drexel said, adding the TSA supervisor made it clear in a nonverbal way that there would be trouble if the parents caused a fuss. That means bowing up to them. And refused to allow the pat-down to be completed. So very threatening body language, very threatening attitude, little girl crying. This is what these psychic vampires need, is feeding on small children. It's their favorite. And we give our children over to their Moloch system. We put them through the fire of the TSA. We sacrifice their innocence so that they can be trained to be good little slaves. Lindsay, I want to go to phone calls, but it's just seeing this unfold, seeing this happen, is just very hard for me to deal with.
Alex, for 12 years, I was a pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Hollywood, Florida, prior to going to Alaska as a missionary for 12 years. I can feel right now while you're talking the emotion of what these parents must have gone through. This is a shame. It's a disgrace that America would ever come to this.
And it goes on thousands of times a day.
This is the New World Order. They must bring us under total mental, physical, psychological control. It's all a part of what the New World Order does. Mr. Fromm told me this back 3 years ago when he talked about the Devil's Messiah. I've got to one of these days produce a DVD series on this. The Devil's Messiah. How the method that they've used to bring America under the New World Order, and it all went under what he called the Devil's Messiah, Alex.
And that's a system of taking over society to destroy our morals and to get us to totally accept tyranny.
He said to me, he said, Chaplain, we had to, folks, are you getting this? Please. He said to me, he said, Chaplain, we had to remove the God of America that made it great before we could bring in the New World Order. I mean, this is exactly what you're seeing there in that airport. They've had to remove the decency of the Bible. They've had to remove the honesty and the righteousness of the Scriptures.
To get in our space, to take a doctor and his wife and his little innocent children and teach them that they're bad, to teach them that they're criminals, to teach them the government can put their hands in your pants, not just search you at Nazi checkpoints whenever they want. Federally funded checkpoints all over America. It's happening.
This is a part of the New World Order, and Alex, I've come to the conclusion in the last few days that the only way in this world we're ever going to overcome this is to expose the elite, call them what they are. You've been doing it for a long time. Keep it up. Intensify it. We must expose everything that the elite are doing and call it as it is.
We must. Let's go to phone calls. I'm going to keep you 5 minutes to the next hour if you can, Lindsay, for any other tidbits of new intel you got. But that's just huge about the other countries they're planning to overthrow. Did he tell you anything else about how they're going to try to overthrow Saudi Arabia? I tell you, since you started talking about this, the Saudis have run to the Russians and the Chinese for help, saying that they feel like they're being double-crossed. I tell you, this is getting scary.
Just after the outbreak in Egypt, and as you remember, they told me 5 weeks or 5 months before it happened, it was going to happen. When it broke out, I waited a week. I went back to my source. I said, where is it going from here? He named all the countries it was going to, and Yemen, I just got this past week, is going to be the next one, the last country that the king will be deposed in Saudi Arabia. They had better be scared. They'd better be running to the Russians and everybody they can. They ought to be scuttled. It's only a matter of time, and it's all a part of being able to take the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel, break the back of the dollar, bring in a default of the American currency. They're going to lose what they've got in T-bills and securities, and every bit of this is a part. And I was just given the chart showing the intended progression of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we included it in our Middle East, the rest of the story. Folks, you've got to see.
Go through the order, Lindsay, and then we're going to calls. Go through the order. So it's Yemen next. Then are they planning to overthrow Jordan as well?
Possibly. But you've got Yemen, you've got Bahrain, you've got Syria, and you're going to come down to Saudi Arabia, which will be last. Are you hearing this? Whenever you see the king of Saudi Arabia being, when you see the riots begin in Saudi Arabia to the point that the royal family is deposed, you know that you've only got a short time until the dollar is done for.
This is unbelievable. Let's go to phone calls. Tony in Florida. Tony, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Thank y'all very much. Pastor, I believe you are a prophet because the testimony of Jesus Christ is truth and prophecy. And I say that because in 2001, I'm classified myself as a conscientious objective of the war, and I was discharged accordingly right after the Afghanistan bombing. But even that, my wife has not woken up until she heard your message. And since she heard your message and has seen this going on, she has woken up. So that has told me that you're true. So I want to thank you for what you're doing. And, Alex, thank you, of course. And my question is, sir, do you have any information about what's going on? Could this be the inroad into Jerusalem? And what, do you have any information about Israel and the state of Israel?
Yes, positively. And this is the one that frightens me. I don't even like to talk about it. I'd much prefer bypass it. We were able to secure a DVD soundbite of what they were chanting when Egypt had its problem, and they were chanting the words, "To Jerusalem we go, martyrs by the millions." I went on to elaborate that on that some, and I will Middle East the rest of the story.
So the globalists are basically hyping up, putting the extremists in so they can put the Middle East into flames, order out of chaos. Tony, I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Nick in California. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know, is there anything in the globalist playbook that could drop gas prices down to about 80 cents like it was after 9/11?
Not until after the New World Order is completed. You're not looking at that until years down the line. I've tried to, I think on the last program with Alex Jones, I said that they want to do what they're doing. Someone said to me, they said, why would the elite destroy their own country? I said, they aren't destroying their own country. They're merely bringing it under control. They have to bankrupt everything first, then they bring it back out of the condition it's in. It'll probably take them years to do it. At that point, they'll probably bring gasoline prices back down, but you've got a long time before you're going to see that.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Lindsey.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Nick. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You don't want to be on air, Tim?
No, I do. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday I waited for an hour and a half, man, and I didn't even get on to talk to you. First of all, something that Lindsey's pointing out about dollar devaluation. Well, you know, when I started buying silver, in fact, one of your sponsors, Midas, I was paying $19.25 for an ounce. And today I just checked that same bullion now is at $40.27. But what people don't understand that I finally understand, and it's not that the price of gold or silver is going up in value. It's that it takes more dollars to buy that because the dollar isn't worth what it was. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. Now, getting back to the things about what Lindsey was talking about, I wrote down what will be affected, and first thing, of course, is our budgets in general. People will only drive when they absolutely have to because they won't be able to afford it. Retail sales are going to increase by who knows how much. I have no prediction on how much. Because
you mean retail sales prices?
Right. Shipping costs are going to go up. Leisure activity is going to be affected. Even going to the show or going to the beach, people will stay home and barbecue in their backyard. Food prices are obviously going to soar because of higher shipping costs. Another thing, vacations and travel. People just aren't going to be able to afford it. America, by in, invading all these foreign countries, a lot of them oil rich, i.e. Iraq and others, have gained control, more or less, of their resources. So now, and I know that America, I've read it in several different places, has giant stockpiles of oil. Now when they get the price where they want it, they're going to pull out and start interjecting their stockpiles and make a killing on the stuff that they have.
Sure. Great points, Tim, the strategic stockpile. That's on record. Do you have any questions for Lindsey Williams?
Yeah, well, I, what I'm basically asking him is if he agrees. And this, too, yesterday, Obama has okayed American oil companies in a speech giving them all permission and issued tons of new drilling permits.
No, I hear you.
And that's kind of funny that right. happened at this particular
time. Tim, we got to move on to get to other people. Lindsey, comments on what Tim just said.
Top 10 currencies of the world. Take them and average them with the American dollar. As of yesterday, the American dollar was 74.80 cents. 74 cents, basically, against the other currencies of the world. Today, Canada's currency is worth more than ours is. There is a solution. People, please listen to me. You have never seen gold and silver prices going to where they are going. I do not sell gold and silver. Alex can tell you where to get it. This is the only way you're going to protect yourself. If you had bought that gold when Mr. Fromm told me 2.5 years ago that it was the only thing that I could spare my assets with, if you had bought it, you could have bought it for $700 to $800 an ounce. Today you're going to pay $1,400. You would have not lost one penny of your assets if you had taken Mr. Fromm's advice back 2.5 years ago. You've got to do it now because it's going to $3,000. Alex, I'll stop. We've got more callers.
George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Thank you for whatever you're doing here. You know, I have three quick points. Why can't we? I want to make sure we protect you and Alex and also this reporter. We should have Google bombs on this whenever they threaten you guys, so that they can go after. So that basically it becomes untouchable. They can't touch it because it's going to become a political issue. Next thing, why can't we make committees and go after these guys for racketeering? They basically have telegraphed this stuff. This is criminal activities. Manipulating the markets and things like that. We should get prominent people to start committees and go after these people and confiscate everything they own, the contracts and everything, then farm them back out to people who will do it for a percentage. It would reduce the deficit, and also they could use that for a tax money. Then arrest Soros. I mean, he's in Gatona, New York, trying to destroy this country. I mean, they went after Jesse Jackson for trying to help a prisoner out from a foreign country. But this guy, he's destroying our currency and our country, and they don't go after him. What's going on?
Everything you said is true. And let me very emphatically state, the last person in America that's going to be touched is Alex Jones. They are not going to bother the media people. Because they know that the day that they touch the conservative media, that they also have to limit what the liberal media is able to
say. Yeah, that's the last thing they're going to start trying to curtail, but they're getting lined up for it now because they know that even mainline media will panic when they see the muzzle going on. But, sir, great points. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on this. We've done over 60 or so Google bombs, and for those that don't know what that is, that's making something a number one search term, so it leads them back to news articles that we've written or topics we want to focus on. Since Google, about a month and a half ago, changed their algorithm to try to block this, we've done it 3 times and only succeeded twice and didn't get number one, got number three and number two. And so now I want to do a test today. But that means everybody's got to do this and not just count on other people doing it. I'm looking at the headline. Parents say TSA made it clear there would be trouble if they refused to allow 6-year-old daughter to be groped. Let's go with the headline. This will lead it to everybody's news reports on this. To six, just the number, six. Year-old groped. Put in the search engine over and over again the number 6, year-old groped. Groped, G-R-O-P-E-D. Everybody. Let's show folks on screen what it looks like on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to Google, type the number 6 year old groped, and that'll lead them to our articles about this and all the other videos and articles about it. Let's hit it as hard as we can, okay? Or you can also do the variant search. Six-year groped. You could just do six-year groped. Three words is better, but you can do four if they're short because it's really just three words and the number six. Six-year-old groped. Just type it in. Six-year-old groped. And when you do that, it leads you to Infowars.com up there at the top, and also the Gateway Pundit is also the other top link. And the links below that, the third, fourth, and fifth links, are videos of it happening. This is already a big story. Let's search the term. Six-year-old groped. The number six, just the number six, just type six. Don't spell it, just six. Year-old groped. Y-E-A-R-O-L-D, groped, G-R-O-P-E-D. Let's see if they're really successful at blocking us. Six-year-old groped. Let's show the globalists, let's show the TSA and Google censors we have the power. Hit them hard.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Infowars.com is down right now. John Harmon up there in Minnesota, check it for me. Error established at database connection. We'll find out what's going on with that. Since we're testing Google, I want to see if they're blocking certain terms as well. Let's do something we've only done once before, something simple that isn't as complex. Let's search that too. Six-year-old groped. Let's also search Alex Jones. That'll lead him to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bill O'Reilly dare not speak my name when he's demonizing me. Sean Hannity dare not speak my name when he's demonizing me. Glenn Beck. They don't want to say that name because they don't want you to find Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's search the name over and over again. I'll put it in the search engine. I'll do it right now. Already got Alex Jones in there during the break. Alex Jones, boom. Put it up there, hit enter. Put the cursor over it again to make sure it's a new search. Hit enter again. Let's see how they like that. Let's do it over and over again. Let's see if they've blocked the Google bombs or find out systems to get around this because it's very effective. It's gotten a lot of attention, and they're scared of it. Let's search the term Alex Jones. And Drudge is linked to InfoWars right now. That may have brought it down. If not, Drudge can just change over to the Prison Planet version of the Ron Paul article. Who's up next here, John, for our guest, Lindsey Williams? Sean in Texas, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex, and Pastor Williams, I appreciate it. This question might help millions of people that are listening. Remember back in October or something, you said, I'm not sure if Mr. Fromm or one of your elitist friends died of cancer, and you said that they actually knew the treatments for cancer, but he listened to his doctor's son, and he did the medical method, I guess, and he ended up dying. And my mom has since gotten cancer, and I was wondering if you can point me in some kind of direction.
Well, I want to be clear, sir, and I appreciate your call. I don't give medical advice. I talk about what I do personally. What Lindsey said was is one of the big company heads, Mr. Fromm, didn't do the alternative treatment because his son's a doctor. The other guy did do this other alternative treatment, and it worked for him. But when some folks say, well, this is 100%, I don't believe there's 100%. I believe there are a lot of treatments that do work for some people that are suppressed. That's even been on 60 Minutes with a famous doctor out of Houston that they try to suppress with all of this. Let's go ahead and take another call here because I'm really trying to get into the oil prices here, folks. Jason in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hey, Lindsey. Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's nice to get through. Unfortunately, my question for Lindsey is a little bit in a different direction. What I've seen in my life personally, I've studied the occult for a really long time, and I've seen basically a really large divide in the consciousness of people who care. You know, the whole satanic thing is death to care, right? Death to care. And what I've seen in the consciousness divide is there are people who care about the planet, and I really wanted to ask Lindsey about the New World Order utilizing, manipulating, if he's heard anything, if he's had any intimations, if he's understood anything about how they would utilize a new ecumenical world religion and manipulate.
Oh, well, the UN's been pushing that for decades. Thanks for the call. Lindsey, comments.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the Devil's Messiah, you heard me refer to it a few moments ago, but my first DVD series, there was 6 in it, 8 hours of DVD viewing. I went into this in about a 20-minute sector. The Devil's Messiah, New World Order, every bit of it is explained there. Positively, many of the elite are a part of the occult.
Please elaborate. We're going to come back for a little bit more, but, I mean, look at Skull and Bones. Look at Bohemian Grove. They believe they're getting power from it.
Yes, and they are. And this is where they get many of their answers. Much of what they come up with comes from the prince of the power of this air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, the Bible says. And folks, you've got to set that spiritual house in order because you're going to be facing these people.
All right, third hour with Wayne Madsen talking about threats he's getting for exposing Obama. He's going to be joining us. I'm going to get back into the TSA, what's happening with the radiation in Fukushima. But 5 more minutes with Pastor Lindsey Williams, a few more phone calls, any other tidbits of news and information he hasn't covered. Then we'll continue on to the third hour. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.